أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ليس عليكم جناح أن تدخلوا بيوتا غير مسكونة فيها متاع لكم والله يعلم ما تبدون وما تكتمون صدق الله العظيم. Beginning with ayah number 29, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues the theme that had been begun a few ayahs before this with regards to entering the home of someone else. Yesterday we stopped at the point in which we have the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when we go to the door of someone, we will not continuously knock at the door forever or for long periods of time. But we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us that we will knock for 3 times, and then thereafter, if no one responds, then we should move away from that particular house. We find a wonderful hadith in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahumullah with regards to one of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself illustrated and demonstrated this. The hadith, it comes that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the door of Hazrat Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Assalamu alaikum." And from inside, Hazrat Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu heard the salam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obviously, he considered himself to be very fortunate that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making salam upon him. This is a dua that is coming from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So very softly he replied to the salam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had not heard the reply. The second time Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made salam, and again the second time Hazrat Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had done the same. Then the third time Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made salam, and on the third occasion also Hazrat Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, he responded, but softly. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not hear. After 3 times, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned away. And this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had showed us. However, Hazrat Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he realized that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has turned away and left, he opened the door and he went behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He greeted Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he had responded, he had said, "Wa alayka salam ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam," but at the same time he desired the barakat, he desired the blessings and the nur of the salam and the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more and more, and that is why he responded in a low tone that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not hear. But nonetheless, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then was invited by Hazrat Sa'd, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went and visited the house of Hazrat Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So here we find that even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had done the same. Now ulama have deduced many, many masail with regards to these type of etiquettes. And I think very important for us as a community and a society to realize and understand that there is a doorbell, we will ring the doorbell. If there is a door, we will knock at the door. But I think one important aspect that we as Muslims should realize and understand, that hooting at the door of someone else sometimes can be offensive to the neighbors, the people living around in the neighborhood, be it Muslims, be it non-Muslims, and we should be very, very wary about these type of behaviors where we become a disturbance to the neighborhood. So here the ayat of the Quran, the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, gives us this type of advices and lessons where we don't even offend the household that we are visiting. Then obviously we should not be offending the visitor, the neighbors and the entire neighborhood when we are trying to visit one single person or a single house. In the next ayat was revealed with regards to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam a pertinent question with regards to this, that if we have to take permission from the people of the household before we visit them, then what will happen to the trade caravans that leave Makkah and Medina towards Syria, that en route there were these guest houses or musafir khanas, as we knew them in the past, that were built by people so that travelers will come in and they will rest there for a while or for a day or night, and then thereafter they will take the goods and the belongings and they will continue. So obviously that is also a place to stay, but it does not have inhabitants, inmates that are permanent in that particular place. So if the door is closed, or if we are concerned about disturbing the privacy of someone else, then how do we take permission, or do we really take permission? So with regards to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ, there is no blame or there is no sin upon you, أَن تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا, that you enter a home, غَيْرَ مَسْكُونَةٍ, that is not usually and normally inhabited, فِيهَا مَتَاعٌ لَكُمْ, in which there is a rightful benefit for you, or in which your belongings are. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that when there are these type of musafir khanas, I'm not sure whether we find them in our communities and societies today, but if and when there is such a place where people will come in and out free of charge, then obviously we can enter if we have our goods, our property, our belongings in that place, then we can enter that room without seeking permission. But obviously we will need to judge that whether there are people in that particular place or in that particular room. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi on this has derived and deduced many, many masail with regards to the modern terms in his times, that at the railway stations we have these restrooms, etc., and most of it would be in this category. However, we look at our times, there is nothing for free in these days. So when you have these lounges at the airports, etc., and you would require to pay some amount, or you would require to give your credit card, etc., then obviously we have to follow those procedures, and we cannot do those things without the knowledge of the people, just barging in or just slipping into those places or trying to do something and getting something done for free. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tubduna wa ma taktumun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that which you reveal, that which you make obvious, you say openly, wa ma taktumun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also knows that which you conceal. All that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.